This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I can get producer Bailey on this one, actually. She's right there. And a microphone.
Hello.
There we go. Hello, Bailey.
Hello, hello, hello.
This is the podcast chat. You normally get at the podcast, so you're
Absolutely. Well
across it all.
I chop you guys all out of it and just leave the clue in.
And just leave the clue in. That does make a lot of sense now I think about it. Bailey, anything you want to talk about now you're here in the studio? Anything you want to bring up? You know,
no,
the floor's yours, mate.
Definitely
pressure.
Not. Just no? Wrap it up. Hurry up. We've got a podcast to get to here.
Do we, Bart? Because we can take as long as we want here. You know, it's podcast, no rules.
But here's the thing. I see a few memes going around and it's like podcast host. Let's get down to it. 20 minutes later, getting down to it.
Mm.
Is that us? Too real.
I mean, look, sometimes I do think about it, guys.
I've never gone 20 minutes in anything.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, because I love that podcast stuff that I want you to know. It's a bit conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like you, Bailey. I could take some scissors to that podcast. The amount of crap talk.
Choppity chop chop.
Chop chop.
Yeah, I listen to like Conan O'Brien's podcast. That's like all killer, no filler. Same as Smartless. Mm. That's all killer, no filler.
I feel like it depends this is too into. Real for us right now. Like we are the biggest perpetrators. We're doing it right now.
Right now we are doing it. And I'm okay with it, to be honest. Should I give the answer in the letter and all that? Should I do it?
Let's get to it, shall we?
Or do we have a little bit more fluff to talk about? I can talk more fluff. Can I acknowledge how clean the studio is at the moment?
After
Carly cleaning it all up for Hanson.
Yep.
All that's remaining is Carly's tears still on the floor.
Oh my God, guys.
And the coffee cup.
I literally had a quiet moment yesterday. I was like, I've achieved my dreams of meeting Hanson.
Oh, I was going to say he's working with me. But yeah, okay, Hanson's pretty good
too.
I
think that's good too, yeah.
Wasn't on a list
when I was 14 though.
I think double check the list. That was your dream, is to meet Hanson.
Literally, it was so crazy how many people that I used to go to school with that remember me as the Hanson fan going, wow, we're so excited for you, which I thought was really sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you get bullied much in school or is that a...
Everyone loved Alan. Hanson at school. Your mum was excited,
my Bailey. My mum was about it. My mum said, they're like the One Direction of my time.
They were.
And to be fair, I did have, like I said, 6 different women slide in my DMs asking all about it.
Mm.
And like people like there was one woman I used to work with in Bunbury, like in the Triple M office, and she literally was just like, why didn't you tell me? like you were, and I'm like, and if I had told you, what would have happened from that? She, I would have been there. I'm like, and that's why I didn't
crawl
want
out
that.
From her lair to tell you this?
Honestly, she was
she
like angry.
Like
you met her. Name's Beck. You know exactly she sounds like that. I've nailed that impression. Sounded exactly like that. Mm. All right. Stop messing around, guys. Let's get to it. Here's your letter for tomorrow for Alphabox. S for Sierra. Name me, starting with the letter S, or between the two of you, actually, competition.
All right, let's
Here we
do
go,
it.
First one in. Name me, starting with the letter S, a non-alcoholic drink.
Sprite.
Bang.
Wow, she's
that
in
was
there.
Lightning.
Do you know what comes, the first thing that comes to my mind? I think I've got a problem, sangria.
Oh,
that's
yum.
Alcoholic, mate. That's alcoholic. You're naughty,
but you can take the red wine out of
that
it.
That you can.
We wouldn't take it as an answer, but we wouldn't take it as an answer. Slurpee or Sunkiss was the other one.
Slurpee. Yeah.
But I had Sunkiss go straight to my head because we used to have this.
Sunny Boy could technically be
Sunny
a drink
Boy.
If you
Sunny
let it
Boy,
melt
yeah.
down enough.
In wrestling, we had this guy, and for some reason, we'd always get like donations from like different businesses helping us out. We'd have canned soft drink in the back, which is the last thing you want to do after you had a wrestling match. But there was this guy, he would always come back and go, Sunkiss, where's my Sunkiss? And he got really, really adamant. So every time I see it, I picture him with these really high tights like, right up to his nipples, walking around like a troll going, Sunkiss, where's my Sunkiss, guys? My Sunkiss.
Sounds like a great
That's
guy.
Wild. Yeah.
I think you had to be there to appreciate that.
Yeah. I took a punt
interest.
On that story. Yeah. Sorry
I think
about that.
I think we won't be listening to this on the podcast.
No, choppity chop chop.
I would chop all this. Chop this out. Chop it out.
But Alan, you know how important sleep is to me. I talk about this all the time. I am so strict with my sleep. In fact, when we go away on tours, I'm like, guys, we need to block out 20 minutes for me to duck back to the room and have 20 minutes of a kip. And then I'm back in action.
And I'm crazy.
And you just sleep.
How can we get along?
Yeah. You literally live on no sleep. I don't understand it. I don't know how you function.
I feel like I had a good night's sleep last night. Let's see how many hours. Oh, look at this. 4 hours and 42 minutes. That's a great sleep score.
I wouldn't be here. I'd literally have to call in sick if I don't think I could do this job on that sleep.
4 hours, 42.
This job isn't even
that strenuous. Which is almost 6. That's great.
Wow.
It's almost 8.
But we hear so much in how important our sleep is for our livelihood, right? And I know I'm going to sound like a doctor when I say this, but...
Oh, no, I don't think you will. But here we go.
Let me just get out my white coat.
Dr. Porch, take it away. Here we go.
Hey, that has a nice ring to it.
Well, it sounds very fictional.
Pull up a chair.
Yeah, all right. Go on, sound like a doctor. Go.
No, but sleep is important for your well-being, as we know. And I have to have that little condescending tone too. No, but sleep is...
You just bailed from it.
I know. I was like, I can't live up to this illusion. No, but sleep is very important. And I found actually, Alan, because I used to be a bad sleeper. When I got my sleep right in my life, I do feel like I reaped rewards from it.
Okay.
No, I am sounding like a doctor. But apparently they've looked into sleep. And as we know, it is so good for your well-being. But there is a real indicator of if you're doing sleep right.
Okay.
So apparently, you know how every day you set your alarm? Because, you know, especially if you've got a 9-to-5 or if you're a shift worker and you've got to wake up like clockwork literally every day at a certain time and you set your alarm. Say for us, it's something stupid like 3 in the morning.
3:35.
So do you ever wake up before your alarm?
All the time.
Oh, damn you.
Why?
Because this proves my point wrong.
Oh, no, I literally wake up all the time.
So apparently if you wake up before your alarm, it means that your sleep pattern is good. It means you've trained your body to like naturally wake up and it's like a good thing.
Oh,
but
sorry.
Here you are all 4 hours over here.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Breaking the being the exception to the rule.
No, I think a lot of people will agree with me.
Actually, you know what? I don't think you wake up before your alarm. I don't think you never went to sleep.
No, well, that's the catch. Never be in a deep sleep. Always be in a light sleep. And
always
then,
be alert.
Yeah, that's it. I'm on guard the whole time. It sounds like, where am I sleeping? Like the jungle. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly and Love Island Australia is Monday to Thursdays exclusively on 9 Now, and there's been plenty of reasons to watch, but here's another big one for you. Al Perkins is joining the show and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's happening?
Oh, mate, I feel like we know you. We were chatting to you when you first debuted in Mass, and we got you on like quite a few times because, you know, you had some charisma unlike some other people, so that was good. and you've managed to stick around as well. Jeez, we love having you on our screens.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good to you know, be back again on the screens, and everyone gets to see me have a second crack at love.
Sounds like he's gone through the motions a little bit there, Carly. Anyone else getting that vibe? I feel like you've said that before, Al, in one or two interviews you've done today.
No, I did, but yeah, that's true. Like it's been a wild ride, you know, and I've been unfortunate the first time.
It's the same thing. You're saying that are you reading this off a script, Al? Come on, real talk, mate. You must be pumped to get out there again.
Yeah, 100%. I am. I'm pumped to. Chill with some beautiful people around a pool and get a tan as well.
There it is.
Yeah, it sounds like a horrible time, Al. But speaking of your fellow contestants, it's actually good to see you extend that 15 minutes of fame. I know some of them are grasping at it before the new season of Maths goes to air. Was there any jealousy amongst them, you getting this new gig?
No, not at all. Everyone's really supportive. I've spoken to most of them. And yeah, they're stoked and they're excited to see what antics I get up to in the villa.
Well, we see you do a shooey.
Yes, you'll definitely see me do more than one shooey, and you'll be surprised to see who else you see do a shooey as well.
Oh, there you go. Sophie Monk.
Now, how many reality TV shows does it actually take to find love? Because I think there's some reality contestants getting up to the third or fourth. Do you think the saying is second show lucky?
Yeah, I think second time's a charm, isn't that what they say?
We'll say that.
Yeah, look, I don't know. I think I'll give up on love if this doesn't work out. But,
I feel like there's a lot of pressure riding on this now.
You're like 26, mate. Yeah. Like.
There is a lot of pressure. Like, how much can I take?
You know, I would love to chat your DMs on Insta. I reckon that would be a minefield, an absolute minefield. On the daily, how many times do you reckon people are sliding into your DMs?
More than I can count on my finger, to be honest.
Oh, that's more than one. Yeah.
are they just direct, or is it just kind of like, oh, I saw you on TV if you're interested? And are they a lot of spam accounts?
Yeah, most of them are spam accounts. Most of them, because of Maths, like, it's a bit of an older crowd, so I get a lot of, like, mums and things like that.
Yeah,
I get all sorts. Yeah, you know, I've had photos and videos sent to me. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
What's the wildest thing you've been sent?
Definitely, like, people having sex.
Just two people doing it.
Wow.
Yeah, just randomly just from there, everyone's wild. Mostly they're really nice. Like, a lot of people are just, like, really, really, like, giving you support. People ask them to go to their school formals. But, yeah, you get the odd nude here and there.
I don't get, like, the sending, like, two people doing it to you, because it's like, what are they implying?
I feel like that
it's
might like, have been an accidental DM, just, was it?
I don't know. I didn't reply. I just
went,
what the heck?
No. Because I was just be like, it's kind of like, we're busy, but we're letting you know that we're busy. See you, Al. Like, it's just such a random thing.
I'm honored that they're actually thinking about me when they're in the moment. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay, nice. Al. Well, I can assure you that's never happened with me in my life. So. In fact, I'm scared to have you on the TV anywhere near at nighttime now, because in case Julia Caesar thinks of you, you know?
Now, we are about to see some new contestants walk down the aisle for MAFS. What is your word of advice for them?
Oh, I reckon, guys, if you're listening, please just have fun when you're in there, because if things don't work out, at least you had fun. Don't care what everyone thinks. Just run amok.
Yeah. Run amok.
And if all else fails, there's Love Island.
If all else fails, yeah, you can go on season 5 of Love Island.
There you go. And before we let you go, Al, and a pleasure to be chatting to you once again. Everyone catch you on Love Island Australia from Monday to Thursday exclusively on 9 Now. Thank you very much for the chat, and good luck, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Right, bye. Carly?
And Alan, I am going down south for a night away. And this,
oh, how exciting.
Yeah, it's a bit of an interesting... Yes. It's a bit of an interesting one, though, because it is mine and Russell's first night away from Gabby since we moved to WA.
Oh.
Yeah, because normally we bring her, because the best thing about WA is it's so pet friendly. So normally when we go down south, we just bring her with us. There's so many places we can go with her. But this time we've decided to have a parents weekend away. And there's a lot of people with kids going, geez, must be nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
But
also, I think those same people are going, can you please stop comparing your dog to a kid?
it's the same thing.
Completely
it's
different
things. The same thing. But anyway, so what I've had to do is I've had to enlist a dog sitter for the night. So it's someone I know. So that's good. It helped with the interview process and the reference
checks. I don't remember
being
interviewed about this, but go on.
Alan, no, you're not up to scratch.
What do you mean?
This person literally has a wild animal handler's license. That's why they literally work in a zoo.
We've talked about Winston, my cat. I'm pretty sure I'm certified.
So anyway, he fits all the bill. His references checked out. Okay. But
why did you say he worked at a zoo? Did we just gloss over that?
That's one of the reasons. That was, you know, one of the reasons why he got the job.
It's because he can get his hand on those sweet, like, animal zoo drugs or something, you know, in case Gabby needs something really good to relax.
I don't know. She's 42 kilos.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Having that animal handler's license will come in handy.
Yeah, good enough for a rhino, good enough for Gabby. Bring it on.
So, look, it is getting closer and closer to the day.
Okay.
And I've done this before in the past, and that is the Bible.
Oh, yes, you've talked about this.
Yes. So I'll put together a little document of needs and wants for Gabby while I'm away for the very crucial 24 hours that she needs to be placed into care.
Sure.
So here are just some of the points that I've put together. Now, this is just the first draft. Normally, there'll probably be two or three.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm aware what you're doing in work hours. Yep.
So obviously, she needs to sleep in the bed.
Yeah.
So that's a non-negotiable. He's okay with that. This was mentioned in the interview process.
Wait, so is he going to stay there in your house with the dog? Is that how this works?
Yes, like, Gabby just can't be removed into a foreign environment.
Well, I thought maybe he'd just like pop in, see the dog, you know, see Gabby, and then, and then just bail. But
are you kidding? Absolutely not.
For one night, Jesus.
So also, Gabby has a toy box. That toy box is not to be moved in the house. So the toy box is right next to the fern, as she knows. And it's very crucial, the placing of her toys in the toy box. So Bree, which we actually got from Bunnings, you know, those beautiful little teddies that they sell at Bunnings.
No,
her favorite one is Bree.
Okay.
That's the name it come with. And that has to always be on top at all times. Otherwise she does get a bit flustered if she has to dig through the toy box to get it. So Bree has to be on top.
Maybe it is harder than a kid, ladies and gentlemen.
She goes out to the toilet 3 times a night at the minimum.
3 times a night?
I know. She does.
What do you mean? Does she wake you up to go to the toilet?
Why do you think I come into work tired?
Does she wake you up to go to the bathroom 3 times a night?
So she'll do it one of two ways.
She 80?
So she'll blow in our face. I kid you not. She has this like in our face.
So that's breathing.
The soft launch of I need to go to the toilet. Then the hard launch is if we're not waking up, that's a growl in the face. So it can be very confronting.
3 times a night? You're messy. Are you serious?
I'm not even kidding. Three times a night. Right. One of those times is to get a drink. This is very crucial. 3 p.m. every day is her nap time. Not to be confused with her 12 p.m. nap time. So 12 p.m. nap time,
holy
if
crap.
It's sunny, is us dragging her inside bed, outside, and placing it in the sun. So she'll probably do that for about 40 minutes till she gets a little overheated. Then she'll come in, relax around on the lounge, lays around for a little while. Sometimes I'll put the fan on her if she's overheated herself a little bit. And then from there at 3 p.m., this is crucial, she has a in-the-bed, under-the-blanket sleep. I'm not even kidding, Alan. I'm not even kidding. She will place herself on the bed at 3 p.m. on the dot, and she'll paw at the blanket if you're not quick enough. So she does give you little cues. This is kind of what Scott's going to be dealing with.
Yeah, good luck. good luck to him. Do you want to, let me give you my Bible for my cat when I leave my cat for 24 hours. You ready for it? Extra biscuits, wet food, and leave him alone. That is it. That is the start and end of the list. This is insane. This I think my parents left me alone for 24 hours when I was six.
I haven't even got to page 2.
Oh, my God. No. Socials, let's talk about them. Insta, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever you're using.
No one's on Twitter anymore.
No one's really on Twitter, especially after Elon Musk has, just done whatever he's doing with it. But Be Real is the other one that seems to be kind of popping up more and more and more. Carly's not on Be Real.
I'm not.
You can't be exhausted when you waste your life on TikTok.
No, I love TikTok. This is the thing. It's too much. I actually love the premise behind Be Real because I think it does actually live up to its name and it genuinely does give people a real insight into an unfiltered look at what people are doing in their day-to-day life. So I think social media probably needed this. Do I need this? No, it's too much.
Yeah, you know, heaven forbid Carly Porch is real.
Exactly. Take me back to the filters. Take me back to the 2006 sepia days.
Now, so those of you who don't know what it is, basically you post once a day and ideally you're pretty much looking at the app once a day as well. And it tells you random times of the day to post. So sometimes it'll just be like during the show, it'll go off. Yep. Not too often, but you know, sometimes at night, sometimes in the middle of the day, whatever. Whenever it says there, it gives you 2 minutes to post and then you can post anytime after that. But it'll go on there and say you're late. And it says you're late by these many hours.
I need this kind of heckling in my life.
But it is meant to be an authentic look at everyone's moment at that moment. So I like it. I've got a bunch of mates now on there, which is awesome. A bunch of people from the office, which is pretty cool.
But can I just say, Alan, I'm going to call you out for 1 second.
Hit me.
When they say authentic, the amount of times you're like, guys, stop what we're doing. It's Be Real. We've got to pose.
That's
and then
it.
Me and producer Bailey will chuck up some silly face. We don't walk around throwing out peace signs all day. And then I'll see your whole face change. You'll readjust your whole body. You'll get under the right light.
See, I do that with you two because you're both prudes and you don't want to be posted. But I mean, this is, let me show you what my last night's one was. It's just me with salmon. Like, that's real. Like, that's literally my life. I was cooking up some salmon at the time that it went off. With you guys, I'm a little bit more nicer because I don't want to get a bad angle and stuff and get yelled at.
Yeah.
But there is a new thing since they updated the app where I didn't know this, and this is a warning for anyone that's on there that might not be aware of this, but you can have re-go. So say, like, it goes off right now, and it's like, you've got 2 minutes to take your picture.
This is getting too much now.
I'll get the thing, go onto the app, and it takes a photo from both cameras, front camera, back camera.
Yeah.
So, and it counts down from 2 minutes for you to take that photo. So you take the photo. If you don't like it, you hit back, do another one. What I didn't realize is when you post it, it now tells you how many retakes you did.
Oh, my God, this is going to call out, so I would be guilty as charged.
So quite often when this thing goes off, most of the time, I don't have a shirt on. I'm at home on the couch watching TV or something. It'll go off and I'll go, oh, so I'll get the blanket, put it over my body so you're not seeing my nakedness, and then I'll take the photo.
God.
And took me 6 goes the other day because I kept getting like chest and shoulder. I was like, oh, people don't want that. I'm trying to keep it PG.
Be real, mate. Just rip the blanket off and give people what they want.
There's real and then there's what I was offering. And so after I posted, it's like, you did this like 6 times. I'm like, ooh. People think of it like out of all the 6 times, that's the final one that I landed on. Like, yeah. So that's a warning if you're on it. It's the update is, it's making you more be real.
It feels like it's getting really real. Like it's getting too real.
It is too
like
real.
Like it's a full-time job almost.
Absolutely. And I am waiting for it to go off again this morning. But I'm not going to warn you this time around, you and Bailey, because I feel I'm just going to take it candidly.
Well, at least let me get my blanket.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, you aren't wearing a shirt, so that's only fair. Producer Bailey joins us now as she's coming in. And Carly, you look nervous when Producer Bailey's getting her headphones on.
No.
I'm literally, there's something in my eye.
Yeah, you sure, mate?
Oh, no.
No, Bailey.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you so much for lending me the book because that's one thing we have in common. We love to book chats.
Yep, we do,
So we've almost got like an unofficial book club going on where we recommend books. You're way more of an avid reader than me. You're on top of it than I am. And I love getting book recommendations from you. And also Reese Witherspoon.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Now, you were chat over
oh
here.
My God. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Wow. Are we still talking? Cool.
You were so lovely enough to lend me a book a little while ago now, and I think you may have forgotten about it.
Yeah.
It Ends With Us.
Oh.
Is that the name of the book? Or are you threatening her?
It's the name of the book. If you've read it, you know, because you cannot put it down, right? And your recommendation was so glowing. And I literally read it in a day.
Yeah.
And that was a long time ago now.
You read a book in a day?
Oh, everybody. You can't put so this good. Book down. It's very good.
Challenge accepted. I'll put it down.
But I realized the other day, I haven't given you that book back.
Oh,
but you read it in a day.
I read it a long time ago now too.
When would have this been?
Oh my God. It would have been like February.
Yes.
Literally.
I know. And then I also, I actually remembered the other day. I completely forgot about it.
I'm awake now.
I actually remembered the other day. And I was like, oh, I've got to give Bailey back her book. And then I was like, where is that book?
Oh no.
And you know what as well? I've actually promised that book to about three other people.
Oh God,
and
I'm in a bloody library.
Wait a minute. I'm just still trying to get it back from the original person. You are the original person.
I am the original. This is why I used to write my name in books. Yeah. Anyway, you may or may not have to a new copy on the way because it. But if
what
it's
did you
telling,
do to it,
I'm going to start. I'm going to start charging you late fees. Late fees.
You do that.
Here we go.
This is why I can't be a member of libraries anymore.
No.
The late fees. I remember once. I think I clocked up $60 in late fees once.
Oh my God!
They only give you 2 weeks for a book at a library. I mean, I did read that one in
you
a day.
Read it in a day.
I know.
So just to clarify, so Bailey's book is still somewhere in your house. Do you know where it is?
I don't have it.
No, and actually, because I have an inspection I cleaned up the other day, I think I know where it is. I think I know. I have an idea of the vicinity or the cupboard. I don't know what kind of form it's going to be in. But I was thinking, could we do a book swap?
No, absolutely not.
I've got so many books. Like, have you read the Hugo Evelyn Wives that I'm talking
about? Of course, one of my favourites.
Oh, sorry.
American Dirt.
I'm so sorry.
We're talking about American Dirt.
Already been through that one.
Oh, cool chat, guys.
Carly, keep your books and give my one back.
Yeah, that's
fair.
Buy a new one.
I think you're getting a new copy. I'll try and get it signed for you too.
At least. Wow.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.